You know, this week has kind of flown by. Friday is here. WRJZ, good morning and welcome in. 6:07.
Friday!
Hallelujah. Yeah. It's going to be warm and sticky today. You know, surprise and shazam, it's summer. That's the way it is.
Shazam.
Shazam. You know who that is, don't you?
Oh, I know who that is.
Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle, USMC, Jim Nabors.
Did he start that, the Andy Griffith Show? Or
on he did. Oh, okay. He did. Gomer Pyle, whose cousin was said to be Goober Pyle, who took over that part later as the attendant at Wally's gas station. But Gomer Pyle started in, I think you first saw him, in the program known as Man in a Hurry. Jim Nabors. Now, Jim Nabors, interesting story. Jim Nabors was born on this date way back in 1930. But when you heard him talk, you thought, okay, that's just a country bumpkin. You know, that's what he was supposed to be, and he played it great. He's from somewhere in Alabama, as I think George Lindsay also was from somewhere in Alabama. That being said, one of the few great things to come out of Alabama. Anyway, Jim Nabors. When you first heard him sing on the Andy Griffith Show, it was when Barney was the soloist for a particular classic song that the Mayberry Choir was going to sing. And Gomer just happened to be singing along with him, but he was stationed outside the church changing John Masters, the choir director's, tire. He was changing his tire for him. And he was singing that wonderful, beautiful Italian hit. You know, it's, I can't if I remember. Santa Lucia. I can't sing it. Santa Lucia. Anyway, he didn't know that he could actually sing. But here is Gomer Pyle, USMC, from his program when he was put into a talent contest as a young Marine way back in the day with Carol Burnett as special guest star. And this is what he really sounded like when this wonderful bass, baritone, and tenor cut loose. Then as soon as he finished, he went back in that posture as he was just good old Gomer Pyle. More coming up in just a few moments, the Bob Bell Show. I thought that would be a great way to start out to reach the impossible dream.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
When you're wondering if he's hearing, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed.
You too? Me too. I'm only here because somebody prayed and lifted me up before the Lord. By the way, be sure to go to WRJZ.com and the prayer request wall. They call it the prayer wall. I call it the wall of prayer. I mean, you know, devote yourselves to prayer. Being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. We still have Phil who says, please pray for God will bless me with a soulmate and life partner in Jesus' name. That's a great prayer request. Please pray, anonymous. Please pray for my entire family's salvation and deliverance. And it goes on and on. And every time we see these, we just click on this like I'm going to do right here because we have prayed for that one earlier this morning at about 4 a.m. Please pray for my wife. Her Parkinson's is progressing. That comes from Alan. So when you do that on the wall of prayer, it invokes us an opportunity to pray for you and with you. And then other people, if you care to put the details up or whatever you want, you don't have to put all the details, but if you care to put the essence of your prayer request up there, there are a lot of other Christians who see WRJZ.com. They want to pray too. And they'll click on that same moniker that says, I prayed for this today. And the person who made the prayer request will get an email back saying, your prayer request was prayed for. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. I mean, after all, what are we supposed to be about? Are we only Christians part of the time, or are we Christians full time? Yesterday in the later hour, I played this, and I thought you guys would really enjoy this. My early morning listeners will enjoy Mike Godwin.
I called this woman from my church. I didn't realize it at the time, but I found out that she was a part-time Christian. Yeah. And I apparently called her on her day off. Yeah. Yeah. And she answered the phone with an attitude. She was like, who in the blank is this? And how did you get this blankety blank number? And I was a little taken aback because I don't curse. Out loud. You know how y'all.
Yeah.
Out loud. I keep it on the inside. So I said, this is Brother Goodwin from the church. That's how you say it when you're spiritual, from the church. She said, oh, praise the Lord, brother. I was like, praise the Lord. What you're not going to do is act like you ain't just cussed me out on the phone. That's what
see, she was a part-time Christian. Again, and if I sit here and act like I'd never struggle with that, what a fibber I would be. That is not true. Of course I do. Do you? 16 minutes after 6 at WRJZ Joy Radio. Every moment you examine yourself to see that you're walking in the faith. It's not to say that you have to walk on eggshells. Are you being who God reborned you to be? Reborned you to be. Now that's my word. I told one person, I said, if you've been born again, you can't be unborn again. And then get reborn again. You're just born again. Flesh is only flesh. But reborn of spirit you must be, John said in chapter 3. And then, of course, Nicodemus said, how can I go back into my mother's womb? And I'm an old man. And he didn't understand. That's what he said. Born of flesh is only flesh. But be born of water and of spirit. You must be reborn. You must be born again. Even Martin Luther said, toward the end of his life, when I understood that the just shall live by faith, it was as though I was, he said, quote, born again. So I know there are many of you that have real trouble with the phrase born again. And I'm sorry. That's probably a you problem. But when you submit yourself to Christ, you won't. It'll be different. For WRJZ, Joy Radio, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, I see on the horizon Mike Witcher saying that we're going to have a few lower temperatures to come in the next several days. We have traffic and weather on the way. Have you ever been laughing at something that you probably shouldn't have laughed, but you laughed anyway? Was it one of those uncomfortable circumstances? Tell us about it. 865-342-5620 on a Friday.
Hear the required 8 vitamins and minerals for morning listening. The Bob Bell Show.
For WRJZ, the administration has reported that they have now found 140,000 children that have been previously trafficked from south of the border. Yeah, that's right. That type of Illegal immigration has been cut down. There is one Border Patrol agent who said he saw the same three-year-old girl several times in one day with a different adult taking them across the border. But because she was three, they were told to ask no questions and say nothing. Let them go. It was later found that was one of the three-year-olds that was trafficked. Please let that sink in. There are so many people in this nation at 622 that are standing and screaming, you're not compassionate, you're mean-spirited, you're racist. And it's not true. What we are childrenist. We want to see the children protected. Mark Wayne Mullen said there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000 more children that we have not found. 140,000 we have. 140,000. Many of them have been used multiple times in a day. And it's not like drugs. They're used for money. And you know what? And yet you will have the same people that scream compassion and call you all sorts of names, call me all sorts of names, call other people all sorts of names, because we say that there are 140,000 children that have been used, and some of them have been sold into the cartels by their parents, and say, well, they can't help it, they're poor. That's not, listen, I've known some poor people in my lifetime. I've been one. There was a time when I lived in a camper that was half the size of this studio, which I'm sitting. Due to my own choices, I chose to drink more beer and smoke more dope back then. And it was a real problem. It almost killed me. But I was trying to work two or three jobs. I did not take public assistance. My pride would not let me, and that's good. I think that's a good thing. Let me tell you this. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Well, you shouldn't let shame. Listen, I'd do whatever it takes to make sure my child is fed, even if I starved and died, whatever the case may be. Now, there's a good need to feed people and to take care of the homeless and to love people in Jesus' name. That's exactly right. But when that love and that giving becomes toxic and further escalates dependency, then we have a problem. That's why I love the Bible League. I love the Bible League because those people are not asking for food and water. They've got a good reason to ask for food and water. And I've supported some ministries that go dig wells. But these villagers in Africa, they go get the tools that we provide for them. They go dig their own well. And then they become self-sufficient. Then they don't need us anymore. And that's beautiful. Now we're looking at people who desperately need and want the Word of God in their hands, so that they can study the Bible, grow in their faith, and share the Scripture, share the good news of Jesus with other people in their family and their circle of friends in their villages. And I say, if we could do this for $5 a copy, how many can I possibly help with? So Meg and I prayed about it, and we talked about it. A couple of 3 weeks ago, we made our decision. Coming up on June 22nd on the Bob Bell Show, I'm going to have a special announcement. I want you to be listening. But anyway, that being said, you can go to wrjz.com/Bible today. You can make a forever difference in someone's life. Now, meanwhile, for those of you in Halls and Powell, some of you in Halls and Powell, the Hallsdale, Powell district, have noticed discoloration in your water. Hallsdale Powell says it still meets the drinking standard, but it is discolored. And I'm like a lot of you, just what you just said. Hey, if it comes to that, I just think I'll skip drinking the water right now out of the tap. I'll go get some somewhere else. But man, oh man. Anyway, They say they're working on it. It'll be resolved soon. But a lot of people have raised concerns because of the discoloration. According to the utility district, a spike in manganese is why it's there. That's the source for the water from Melton Hill Lake. It's affecting the color. Algae has also been getting into the filtration membranes at the plant, which adds to the problem of discoloration. So that's part of the reason that you're seeing the discoloration. Okay, so if you're in the Hallsdale Powell area and you have discolored water, I would love to hear from you. 865-342-5620. 342-5620. All right, so my confession of things I've laughed at, I probably shouldn't. Lady gets out of her car. She is furious with the driver next to her. The driver next to her has a bumper sticker she vehemently disagrees with and hates. And so she's so mad. And she's screaming all kinds of words to them. And the moment she gets out of her car, she starts running toward the other person's car, like she's going to hit the windshield or something, or beat on their window, or demand they take that bumper sticker or whatever it was on their car off because it offended them. And she's completely out of control. As soon as she steps out of the car, she slips and falls right on her blessed assurance, you might say. I saw that and I almost laughed till I cried. I mean, I know I shouldn't, but I did. Forgive me. I'm sorry, I had the picture rolling through my head once more. All right, it's going to take some more work for me. How about those New York Knicks? Now they're up 3-1. They were down by as many as 29 points 2 nights ago in New York City, at their home garden. They were down by 29 points to the San Antonio Spurs. They came back to win, Dave, 107-106 with a last-second shot after being down 29 points. What does that teach you? Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Congratulations. One of the young men that was interviewed afterward had such great class in the way that he was grateful. He said, the job's not done yet. We have nothing to celebrate yet. But the first one that wins 4 games is the winner, and they lead the series 3-1. 6:30 at WRJZ. Time now for a Fox News update. Do we have a deal? Do we don't have a deal? Seems like I say this every Friday, but this could be the one. Will the Iranian guard actually adhere to it? We'll learn more in a moment.
Mrs. Wiley.
A graduate from the South of the River Charm School. Back to the Bob Bell Show.
We're in round three of Let's Make a Deal with the Iranian regime.
I don't know.
I will tell you this. There's a lot of things that changed when our United States Air Force and other parts of our military started bombing them again. They became a whole lot more agreeable, but, you know, can you trust what they say? And the president knows this. I mean, he's Biden time, but not Biden time with Biden. He's Biden time with Trump. Now, President Trump, and continue to pray for wisdom from the Pentagon, wisdom from the Oval Office, wisdom from the Defense Department or the Department of War, wisdom. And I think they're employing that, but I also think they're not spilling all their beans on the counter. So that's what I'm saying. Continue to pray. 6:35, now 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WRJZ Joy Radio. Friday is here. Already sunrise has taken over the Smokies. Sunrise was at 6:17 this morning. Sunset is going to be somewhere around, I want to say, closer to 8:48 tonight, something like that. Somewhere around 8:48 tonight. In other words, since I got some of my yard work done yesterday afternoon after work, if it's not storming, and that's the big if, because Witcher said it could be storming, if it's not storming, I could do some ASG. After supper golf. You heard us talk about our Summer of Liberty. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Remember, the previous president had difficulty saying that. If you remember, this was during the campaign. This was before he was elected. This is way back 5 years ago in 2020, 6 years ago. And if you remember, he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created. Oh, well, you know the thing. That's what he said. Remember? And this is not picking on a particular party. This is just, that's where he was. This idea that Mr. Biden was having cognitive issues only in the latter part of his presidency is just, I can't believe people would think that we would believe that, but I guess some people want to. I don't know what the deal is. Okay, can I tell you a story, Dave, before we go to break? In March 2021, 2 months after he was inaugurated, I'm listening to a press conference on radio on our sister station, WETR. And suddenly, during his press conference, he started to wander off, and I'm talking about wander off verbally, into this a story that didn't make any sense. It was somewhere overseas. And a female voice stepped in and goes, okay, that's our availability for today. Thank you very much. Effectively telling all the reporters in the room, that's it, we're done. And he goes, you can hear him in the background going, I guess we're done. And he walked off. Whoever that female was is the one who runs the presidency way back in 2021. Or whoever was speaking into her ear saying, get him off of there. That person is the one who was running the presidency. For WRJZ, Joy Radio. All right, remember, don't give up, though. Be like the New York Knicks. Keep plugging away. It's a good lesson. I guess they'll have another game tonight, right? Coming up on 6:39 at WRJZ, more coming back. I'll tell you about an amazing attempt at an escape that did not work, and it happened locally here in East Tennessee.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed? We can fix that right here on The Bob Bell Show
at no additional charge.
Are you walking in your sleep in the middle of the night at WRJZ Joy Radio? We welcome you to The Bob Bell Show. Hello, everyone. 6:42, now 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Can you believe it's 76 degrees? Morning sunshine. I love that. I love that. I remember being in Barbados years ago, and it was 5:15 in the morning. We were encouraged to go out to a very locally quiet beach where this hotel where we were staying was. And it was a quiet beach. It wasn't like there weren't a lot of thugs and ne'er-do-wells or anything like that. There were a couple of guys. Now, I'll just tell you this because I can tell you. There were a couple of guys out there smoking hashish. There was. Because I smelled it about 2 miles away. I know. I had done that before when I was an addict. But I'm going out there. We were going out there to do our devotionals. And we were encouraged just to find a quiet spot by ourselves on the beach, which I did. But at 5:15 in the morning, I walked out of my room, and it was just as daylight as it is right now at 6:42. At 5:15 in the morning. Because Barbados is further east. And it never really occurred to me. It's also close to the equator. So, I walked out and it was like, this is like midday. I looked at my watch two or three times, made sure it was running. Everything was fine. Yeah, it was weird. But it was a beautiful time on the beach, very quiet. After the guy asked me if I wanted some hashish, and I told him no. I said, but I will tell you about Jesus. And he said, oh, yes, I know the Almighty. I said, yeah, you do. I said, let me tell you more about him. And then I went out there and did my devotionals. We went inside and got dressed and went to church at 7:10 in the morning because service started at about 7:30, the first service, the first of three services. So 7:30, 9:30, and 11:30. It was a long day for us. Then we had lunch. A lot of singing, a lot of preaching, praying, a lot of people coming to faith in Christ. It was great. Meanwhile, I was telling you about a great escape. This from Clinton. Anderson County deputies tell a story. They tried to serve Daniel Poor an outstanding warrant for contempt of court. You know, he'd skipped his court date. After initially trying to stop Daniel Poor while leaving his driveway, Anderson County Sheriff's Office deputies went on a high-speed chase. Here we go. They went from the intersection of Hillcrest Road to Sulphur Springs Road. I know where that is. To Dutch Valley Road. And Frost Bottom Road. I know where that is. Poor continued to get away, though, in his little Toyota Camry. The Oliver Springs Police Department, this is how far it got to, assisted in deploying spike strips. So in order to avoid the spike strips, Daniel Poor decided he would swerve off the roadway and drove directly into a creek. Oh, that's not the end of it. When they caught up with him, you know what he tried to do, Dave? He laid face down in the creek and tried to hide like they couldn't see him, or like he was dead or something. I don't know what he was thinking. He finally ran out of air and had to come up. They cuffed him and stuffed him, and they took him away. So, Daniel, we're glad you're safe in jail now, which is where you belong. That's okay. And if you get put in the right facility, I'll come minister to you. Somebody else will come. We'll come tell you about the good news where you'll never have to look over your shoulder again. I love living like this in the freedom of Christ where you don't have to run away from just nothing and everything. You know, the scripture says something about the evil man that runs away even when there's no threat. Always looking over his shoulder, always wondering if he's guilty. I got to tell you, last night I put my head on the pillow at 8 o'clock because I was dog tired. After big meetings here and lots of business meetings later, lots of exercise later at the exercise facility for heart rehab, which I've been doing for 5.5 years, then I decided to have a chicken salad sandwich and jump on the tractor. But before that, pulled out the weed eater, did the trimming. Waited till it was about 91.5 degrees, Dave, and there I was, just to trim it away. Heat, hot, jumped on my tractor, thought about my friends at Dick and Sturf and Landscape Supply, because they had sharpened my blades for me. And that rascal was cutting good. They put a new belt on that for me. It was great. Now I understand the West Knoxville location is moving from Bomb Drive. They're going to move over to, get this, they're going to move over to Kingston Pike where Mayo's was. Congratulations. And they're a part of our Summer of Liberty sponsors, along with Ogle's Yodel, Cinnamon Buns, Cinnamon Rolls, along with Cedar Springs Christian Stores, along with City Heating and Air Conditioning. They'll keep you nice and cool today. Also with our friends at Rusty Wallace Nissan. Our thanks to our Summer of Liberty sponsors at WRJZ, Friday at Joy Radio, Traffic and Weather, and also a great word, Food for the Soul, with John MacArthur next.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Thank
thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done.
Hit it.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love.
Thank you, Lord. For WRJZ Joy Radio. Coming up, we're going to talk about private schools, Christian schools. We get to talk to a special guest who's going to help us out with that. Van Marler, as a matter of fact, from Apex Media Partners. We'll talk about, why are some of our private, nonprofit, four-year colleges disappearing? What's the deal? Did they get caught in a sinkhole somewhere up in Johnson City? Or did they go down to a special cave known only to me somewhere in Seymour, where I used to spelunk as a kid? Spelunking, that's exploring caves. No, I don't know. We'll talk more about that coming up after the top of the hour at WRJZ, plus some other great sound bites of the age. Another award-winning Crossroads with Jenny this afternoon at 2:30. You do not want to miss it. By the way, you can like Crossroads with Jenny on Facebook. Did you know that? Find out all of her episodes, podcast, everything else available there at WRJZ.com. We got you covered in case you're out of the listening area. Terrestrially, you can hit listen live at WRJZ.com. Another big congratulations also goes out to some middle schoolers at Alcoa Middle for winning a special AI competition nationally. They have made national news. These young kids from Alcoa. Go Tornadoes. Congratulations to those young kids for winning the AI competition. Not exactly sure what all's involved in it, but there's more to it than meets the eye. Baseball's first El Perfecto happened on this date in 1880. I said 1880. The first perfect game recorded by a pitcher when no batter reaches a base during a complete game of at least 9 innings. Left-hander Lee Richmond of Worcester, Massachusetts. They were called the Ruby Legs. Precursor to the Boston Red Sox. The Ruby Legs. Well, they won. And he also pitched a perfect game. By the way, you can reach me at bbell at wrjz.com after the top of the hour before we talk to Van Marler. We'll also have listener emails. We're also talking about those things that you laugh that perhaps you shouldn't. And I've got way too many that I have to admit. I must admit, it is absolutely true. None funnier than laughing at a funeral home at a funeral. I mean, now the one who died, Uncle Herbert, he would appreciate it. Because when my Uncle Robert came to the casket and he said, "Well, Herbert, the only difference between me and you is I'm up and you're down." And I was trying to do that snicker thing because I helped Uncle Robert to the casket. And he looked over at me, Uncle Robert did, and said, "It's okay, son." That's what I did. Then a couple of days ago, we were laughing at false teeth that were found and inserted, even though that may not have been that person's false teeth, and they didn't wash them off, I know. Coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m., Marilyn Childress talked about it, honoring our Great Smoky Mountains veterans, Veterans Heritage Site Foundation, Great Smoky Mountains Heritage Center, Cromwell Drive, Townsend, Tennessee, 11 o'clock tomorrow. If you could be there, you should. Where Freedom Took Root, Patriots of the Great Smoky Mountains will be presented. It's only an hour and a half. It's not a big deal, but it's a beautiful deal. It's a great place to be. It'll be about, 7 degrees cooler than what it is down here. So that's one thing. Then, you know, after you're done, maybe you'll take a dip in the Little River. There's nothing like a little swim in the Little River. I love it. Also celebrating the semi-quincentennial 250th birthday as a part of our Summer of Liberty celebration. We're pointing out that the local Daughters of American Revolution chapters have presentations of Revolutionary War veterans and others who are buried in the Great Smoky Mountains that many people do not know. And I think it's beautiful. It's a great way for us to commemorate and remember. Do not forget what has been done for us. The great sacrifices that have been made to keep us where we are. Mike Winter says, after all this stormy weather and sticky weather, we're going to have a couple of 3 days of reprieve after we have some rain. Now, it looks like the better chance of rain may be on Sunday, but there are some spotty chances late this afternoon. That's what I heard from like three different sources, including Mike Witcher, and I'll trust the Witcher man. If you go to East Tennessee Weather and get the East Tennessee Weather app, the people are telling me you will not be sorry. It's one of the best ever. So, by the way, if you have those laughable situations, Bob, I laughed. I'm not sure I should have. 865-342-5620. It's like one time many years ago when my pastor said something like, well, you tell your kid to go to their room because you're punishing them. And what he meant to say was they've got their Game Boy and PlayStation up there. Unfortunately, he turned it around and he said they got their Game Station and Playboy up there. Yeah. Oops. It was that caught people's attention. For WRJZ, we're coming up in a few moments with the latest update on news. We could have a deal in Iran. I've said that for 3 weeks in a row. I'm just saying what they're passing down. And it looks like Iran, whatever the case may be, will have to give up their enriched uranium for sure. All of that coming up. Welcome in. It is now 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, WRJZ. This is Joy Radio, where it's a steamy 75 degrees. The sun is already out. You know, sunrise this time of the year is about 6:17 in the morning. I really like that. Now, I'm not much for morning golf. Here's why. Because I'm always here in the mornings. I love afternoon golf. Two reasons. It's drier. If you do morning golf, you got the dew. So if you hit the ball, and let's say it doesn't get that far off the ground, but you hit it hard, it doesn't go as far because it's rolling through the dew. The dew and the water and everything else slows it down. Plus, the sprinklers had just run at whatever golf course you are. The sprinklers are just, you know, you're just not going to get much rollout. You play in the afternoon on a hot, dry afternoon like today, or like it was yesterday when I was mowing. Hoo-hoo-hoo. You hit a good stinger down there, it only goes 10, 15 feet off the ground, but you hit it hard. Once it lands, it just keeps on rolling, 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 keep those doggies rolling. It's great. Next thing you know, man, you're in great shape. It's wonderful. So, you know, I enjoy the afternoons, even when it's 91 or 92. Like I said, I got out there and I played, I didn't play. I jumped on the weed eater, the trimmer, went trimming, did all the stuff I had to do. Then jumped on the tractor, and off I went. And it wasn't near as dusty as it was a few days ago, because we've had the rain. But man, it's one of those days where it's kind of weird. It kind of messes with your psyche. I almost could hear the grass growing. You go for so long, you don't have water, you don't have water, you don't have rain. It's a dry and dusty land. Then all of a sudden, in East Tennessee, you get several days of on and off rain, which is ideal. It still hasn't helped the waters and the lakes and the reservoirs yet, but it will. But you get those days of rain, and your grass just grows like crazy, especially if it's Bermuda. Man, it's Bermuda likes dry weather, so it hangs on pretty good when it's dry. But, man, give it a little bit of water after a drought. She takes off like a skyrocket. It's beautiful. So, very pleased about that. From WRJZ, Joy Radio, 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. We're going to see if we can scrape up some prizes coming up a little bit later on. Later on, we're going to talk about the disappearance of some schools. No, it's actually happening. When I say that, as many as 1,700 private or nonprofit four-year colleges and universities are at the risk of closing. 442 of the nation's top private ones have already shut their doors. Smaller Christian schools are in danger, too. What's that all about? More coming up in just a few moments at WRJZ. Meanwhile, Summer of Liberty sponsors like to thank Cedar Springs Christian Store. Today they have David Jeremiah's latest book on sale, Shaken, all coming up today at, I guess, 10 o'clock when they open, 40% off. So stop in there, tell them you heard it here at WRJZ. Also, a big hearty thanks to all of our sponsors. For more information, go to WRJZ.com.
I'll be back.
And just like that, he's back. Bob Bell.
Today I got so much to be thankful for. I woke up this morning thinking, thank you, Lord.
So thankful.
Everything I could ever need and more.
You got him.
I've got so much to be thankful for.
WRJZ, it's now 7:11. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock and 76 degrees at WRJZ. It is stuffy out there. Anyway, welcome, would you please, from Apex Media, the one and only Van Miler. Van Miler, good morning. Welcome to the Bob Bell Show. How are you?
Good morning, Bob Bell. How are you doing? I'm doing so great here in Atlanta, Georgia.
In hot wonderful Atlanta. Day. Hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta. Man, it was almost 90 yesterday, Bob.
We got 90. We got 92 up here, man.
Oh, my gosh. You said it was 76 in the morning, but it gets so hot by afternoon, right?
Yeah. And, of course, I wait till 4 o'clock to go out there and do the worst part of yard work I can think of.
Bob, you got to be careful, man. That's too hot. You got to be careful with yourself.
Yeah, see, the problem is my brain still thinks I'm 16 years old.
And me too.
And I'm not.
Me too.
So Van Byler's here. Van, we got a problem. We're seeing some of these schools disappear. And according to the information you gave me, 442 smaller private schools, Christian schools, are in danger of disappearing or shutting their doors. What's going on here?
So, yeah, it's very interesting, Bob, because there's a big factor with demographics, of course, that's one of many factors, but back in the 1960s, households averaged almost 3.8 children per household. I don't know where they get the 0.8, but 3.8. Today it's 1.6.
Gotcha.
Today it's 1.6. So the pool for 18-year-olds is decreasing very rapidly. The birth rate has not been where it should be.
See, I hadn't thought of that part.
Yeah, so that's a big factor, too, is demographics. But there's so many different pressures converging at one time. So we talked about demographic shift is a big one. But families are also very cost-conscious more than ever because the price of college education is getting so out of reach. A lot of private schools, a lot of Christian schools, tuition's $50,000, $60,000 a year. So they're starting to ask the harder questions because that's a lot of money. They want to know about the debt they're going to incur because, as you know, student debt is out of control at $1.8 trillion. I think the last stat I read was there are 45 million Americans that still owe money. And I know people in their 60s that still owe student debt going into retirement because they got a degree later in life and spent a lot of money getting that master's or nursing degree and now still paying off. And if you don't pay your student debt off by the time you retire, guess what? The government will garnish your Social Security or that, some of it to pay it out.
That means confiscate it before you get to it.
Yes.
You know, and the whole idea too is ask yourself, what are you in higher education for? What are you there to do? You know, if you're getting a degree in LGBTQ basket weaving, you've got a problem because there's not
a real problem.
There's not a demand.
You've got a real problem.
Yeah, there's not a demand for anything. You know, and so, but if you're a nurse, you used a nurse. My daughter is a pediatric nurse practitioner now, and wherever she goes, she's going to be in demand, and she is. They're begging to keep her where she is. They love her.
So that's a really good point, Bob, because I think when you go to a university, you need to really know what you're going to study. Like my daughter studied forensic chemistry, mm-hmm. so she's a chemist for the GBI, but a lot of her people that she knew at school went into different fields and are really struggling right now to try to find a job with a degree. And a lot of jobs they get are not professional jobs, per se.
Yes.
So we know that almost 50% of college graduates get into positions that do not need a degree. We know that. It's almost 50%.
You know, so, I got to tell you, and this is, I don't want to discourage people from going to college, but listen, I've been in this business 43 years. 43 years I have somehow been in this, I don't know how, that's a miracle. That's God's miracle. I've been in this radio station for 33 of those 43 years.
Wow.
I do not have a college degree. Unfortunately, when I went to University of Tennessee, I majored in football, the Aquatic Center, and the Last Lap. Now, the Last Lap was a bar because I'm a former addict, former alcoholic, and recovering fat boy. But once I got into radio, suddenly there became a purpose in what I was doing. And that purpose, the college education I got has been the college education that I've amounted over the last 43 years that is irreplaceable. And that's amazing.
Absolutely. That's called the School of Hard Knocks.
Yes.
As they used to say, that it's about experience. And I think that's a really important point, that everybody doesn't need a college education. I think it really depends, and I think you raised a really good point, Bob, about purpose, finding your purpose, your mm-hmm. God calling, and your right. meaning in life to have impact in life transformation. If you go into the nonprofit work or whatever field you choose, you know, you have to put yourself into it. A lot of people, here's another thing, Bob, a lot of people that work are disengaged from their job because they hated its drudgery.
Yes.
And so when you're disengaged at work, you don't look forward to going into work every day to drive the half hour or hour into work because, oh no, I've got to. And a lot of people get the Sunday anxieties because they got to go into work on Monday. Look, you and I enjoy our job. We love
yes.
what we do because we're serving. We're serving mankind. We're giving back. And we find meaning and purpose in that. I think that's a really good point, Bob.
Van Miler of Apex going to be with us. Hey, can you stay with us for one more segment? You're really good.
I sure can, Bob. Yep, I sure can. Yep.
I'm also impressed with the fact that your daughter works with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Wow.
Yes, she does.
Rock
on. She puts guys in prison. Yeah, rock on.
Love it. For WRJZ, it's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, time for Pray Tennessee, in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. Pat Paulus is going to be praying for one of our state senators. Brent Taylor will praying for in just a moment on this, the 12th day of June.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me
some summertime, baby, at WRJZ. Did I just sound like a DJ there? I did. I just sound like a DJ. Man, that's so 35 years ago for me. For WRJZ Joy Radio, welcome in. Good to have you along. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For you are God's masterpiece, created to do good works that God has in advance prepared for you to do. That's Ephesians 2:10. We've talked about having a purpose, and Van Miler have been talking with us. Apex Media Partners, Apex, of course, a great name throughout communications. But we have found this deal where some of our smaller schools are disappearing. Some are becoming extinct. Hey, Van, what do you think the answer is?
You know, I don't think it's an easy answer. And certainly I don't have all the answers. But I think that particularly Christian colleges have relied too much on just tuition, and they haven't had big endowments. And I think that as the marketplace has rapidly changed with all kinds of different careers out there, particularly the tech careers and the STEM careers, a lot of colleges haven't kept up. And, of course, you need to be investing in those colleges. You can't have, Bob, if you're a communications major today and the school hasn't updated their technology for you to learn on, how are you going to get a position, a job after you graduate? You can't be working on equipment that's 20, 30 years old.
Well, you're in a horse and buggy age in a world full of Teslas.
That's right. Bob, that is so well said. A great analogy. And that is what's happening to private schools today. There simply isn't enough funding from donors, from graduates, because a lot of times the graduates don't get the big, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollar jobs out there.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a fundraising problem in private schools. There's a so there's no endowment, of course. And so they can't fund things. And so the bigger schools that have really done well with their online program, like Liberty University, we worked with Liberty University.
Mm-hmm.
They built their online program. They became more of a national brand. A lot of private schools are just in their region.
Right.
Liberty became a national brand. And they brought in hundreds of millions of dollars to online school. And now Liberty University is putting in all the state-of-art equipment, new buildings, and so forth. A lot of universities are doing that, that have grown their online program. But you had to be smart, Bob, 15, 20 years ago, like Dr. Jerry Falwell, so many years ago, had a vision for online school, and then they pursued that, and now that's 100,000 students plus. So a lot of private schools don't have money for that. So a lot of private schools, Christian schools, struggle with trying to get the online component, because I think a lot of faculty push against that, because then you don't have the in-class formation and the in-class biblical worldview, the one-on-one, life-on-life kind of thing. Although today with video tech, live video tech, you have a little bit of that, but it's not the same as being in community with people at the university in residence.
Van Miler is with us. Van Miler is with us of Apex. Van, I wanted to ask this too. What do you think about a smaller school? And we've got one around here in East Tennessee. It's a smaller college, very small. But what they've done is they've also instituted a program where they teach real-life HVAC, real-life electricians, real-life auto mechanics, ASE certified, all the kind of training that you would get within their university. And there, you've got people lining up in the HVAC business, or especially auto dealers, that are waiting in line to get some of these students from this Christian college, because they know that they'll show up on time, they'll work, but they're also coachable and learnable, and they're learning a skill that is going to be used. And I mean, they can start making folding money quickly.
Bob, that's brilliant. Like, that is a brilliant idea, because now you're taking the trades that are needed in the marketplace. There's a need for those trades that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And what's brilliant about it, then you infuse the Christian values.
Mm.
The formation is going on for these professionals. And I love that they've taken a different approach to the marketplace, rather than getting a 4-year degree and spending, you know, time in social sciences and humanities and all the rest. And you know what would be cool about it too, Bob, if they offered some Bible in with those technical trades.
Which they do.
I love that, Bob. I love that. In fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to steal that when I talk to my other universities.
Please do. It's Temple. It's college. It's Temple College here in Powell, Tennessee. P-O-W-E-L-L.
That's a brilliant Temple idea. University. You have to get creative like that. So here's another creative idea that I'm working with a university. And I've been talking to this one university because we have university clients. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of times Christian schools are slow to adapt to what's really going on in the marketplace. I think sometimes they live in a vacuum, in a bubble.
Right.
But one thing that they're starting to do is certificates. So another route, instead of spending $50,000 or $60,000 on an education, for $3,000 or $4,000, you can get a certificate in accounting, a certificate
wow.
in
AI.
And then you stack those. Look, I want a degree in accounting and leadership and AI. That's going to cost me $8,000 or $9,000. Now I have stacked 3 certificates, and now I can go out in the marketplace. And guess what? I have AI experience now because a lot of these certificates, because I'm in one right now with Google, they have practical project experience.
That's
so
great.
You're doing project. Yeah.
Van Miler, we're up against a hard break. That's excellent. Give us a website we can get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of us at apexmedia.com.
Apexmedia.com. Van Miler, we're going to have you back one of these days soon. Thank you for being with us.
I love talking to you, Bob. I love talking to you, and thank you so much, and happy Friday to you and your listeners. Have a great weekend.
It's a hoop, baby, for WRJZ. That's Van Miler. Good stuff. 7:30, time for the latest in Fox News Update, right here at WRJZ. What is going on in Iran?
You can't handle the truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, brought to you by McLean's Painting. McLean'sPainting.com. Yes, it has the S in it when you go to the website. McLean'sPainting.com. Look up their phone number and just call them. Schedule an appointment. Let's get an estimate. Let's figure out how much it's going to cost. What do you think would be done if you painted a part of your exterior or all of your exterior? Well, it would look like it's a new house, wouldn't it? I mean, you're going to get up on a ladder 30 feet in the air? Are you really? You going to do that? I'm not going to do that. Well, Bob, you're just a pansy. Well, I'd rather be an unbroken pansy at this point. No, I'm not a pansy. It's just that at this age, I don't need to be 30 feet in the air on a ladder right now. McLean's Painting has professionals that'll do that, to do it the right way. So get an estimate. Tell them you heard it here on WRJZ Joy Radio. I know they'd appreciate it. By the way, Bible League, they've still opened. We have come a long way in just about a week. That's thanks to many of you in one local church as well. We're very thankful for that. But here's the deal. We have 900 left to go. We now, as of today, this is the 12th day of June. We have about 16 or 17 days left. So we would like for you to go to wrjz.com/Bible, pray, see what God would have you do. It's like Meg and I did. My wife and I just prayed and we asked the Lord and we made a gift. I'm not going to ask you to do something that I have not done. And even going back 21 years, I've been very much a believer in the Bible League and spreading the Word of God. Getting a copy of God's Word in the hands of people who don't have one in their language, that's the key. For only $5 a copy. I call that pretty economical. I call that very responsible. I call that good expenditure right there. a great investment on eternity. Go to wrjz.com/Bible. Pray and see what you would do. We'll take it from there. I love this. I saw this on Facebook just a minute ago from one of my great friends, Greg. A wise man once said nothing. Talking about terms of marriage. A wise man once said nothing. I caught myself last night. I was starting to say something to the lovely and gracious Mrs. Bell that could have possibly been controversial, and it wasn't necessary that I say anything, but it could have been controversial within our relationship. It could have started and stirred something up. Now, listen, we don't have knockdown, drag-out fights. Our severe disagreements last very, very short. They don't drag on forever. Within a short amount of time, I finally confessed that I was wrong. And then, you know, we move on with our life. No, it's we don't drag things out, and that's good. Part of the reason we've been married 41 years. Today, I've got to tell you, coming up at 2:30, my friend Jenny Bushkell, who's going to be on with us Monday, has an award-winning program coming up. Crossroads with Jenny, 2:30. Award-winning radio, you better believe it. It will be absolutely fantastic. Also, coming up on the Bob Bell Show, Monday morning, Jenny makes herself known here. And she's got some things to talk about. It's going to be good. I got some things to talk about. It's going to be good. Meanwhile, we're still in Friday, June 12, 2026. The Bob Bell Show is underway. We'll be back in just a few moments. Your phone calls appreciated. Have you ever laughed at something and go, ooh, I probably shouldn't have laughed at that? Are you willing to confess? I will. 865-342-5620.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great because Bob Bell is on the mic.
That's a beautiful Friday at WRJZ. Good morning. 76 degrees, I kid you not. 76 and sticky. It almost feels like a Barbados morning. When I woke up there one day, it was 90 degrees in the morning. Welcome in. Bob Bell at your service. 7:42 brought to you by McLean's Painting. 18 minutes now away from 8 o'clock. We have another frank discussion coming up at the top of the hour on Focus on the Family. Talking about some things that unfortunately don't get talked enough about in Christian radio. Meanwhile, I'm going to tell you about some things where I knew I laughed and I knew I shouldn't. Or I got in trouble for it, one or the other. At 865-342-5620, what's yours? I'll tell you mine. Again, coming up 2:30 this afternoon, Crossroads with Jenny, award-winning program. You don't want to miss it. Be good. Bob Bell at your service. We've got some other things to talk about as the morning rolls on. Do we have a deal in Iran? Is the president trying to set the IRGC up? And I think he is. I don't think there's much of them left. I think the second and third tiers of their leadership has been destroyed or eliminated completely. I think the big deal is for them not to have any kind of uranium that they can enrich or have enriched and turn into a bomb. They were just months away from... This is not a political statement. They were months away from the bomb. You know, God's got control over all of this, by the way, in case you're wondering. You don't need to fret. All right, so things that I've laughed at, I probably shouldn't. This one taking place when I was about 6 years old. And I remember it, though. It was a March day. March is about the same time in the spring that the circus always came to town here in Knoxville. It was almost every March, Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus used to come to town. Now you don't see the circus. There's no such thing as a circus anymore. It has been eliminated because there's claims that it was cruelty to animals. Perhaps it was, perhaps it wasn't. I don't want to get into all of that. Maybe it was, but there's no such thing really as a circus anymore. Occasionally you'll see the Shriner Circus come through, and they have mostly human performers, and that's fine. And it's good, but animals, no. Anyway, we were watching the Trapeze Act. We were enamored by the Trapeze Act. The Bell Boys, the oldest Steve, who was probably 17 at the time, then Joe, who was next. Joe was probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 13. And then there's me. I was 6, 7 years behind Joe. I was an unplanned pregnancy. Anyway, that's why Mom says, I'm glad you were born. I am too, Mom. I'm glad you were pro-life. Anyway. So we came home, and Steve and Joe had it in their minds they wanted to build a trapeze so we could do the swinging through the air and all that cool stuff out in the backyard. Sounds safe, doesn't it? Sure. Well, my dad got really ticked off. He wasn't mad because we were being unsafe. That had nothing to do. My mom didn't say a thing about it. It didn't bother her at all. She didn't care that we were flying through the air. You know, just don't break your leg, that's all. You know, that's about all she said. But we built the trapeze. I say we. At 6 years old, I'm not going to be much help, right? I carried some wood over and got some branches that worked for part of the seat that you would have and the swings that you would use to fly through the air. Or something you could kind of stand on and swing on. We found plenty of rope and all that kind of good stuff. We could have killed ourselves. But my brother Steve sawed down with a chainsaw a couple of dogwood trees. Now, to my dad, dogwood trees were absolutely sacred. You did not cut down dogwood trees. When he came home and discovered this, all I could see was my dad chasing Steve through the yard. By the way, Steve was 6'6", about 250 pounds. Dad was 6 foot, about 200 pounds. Dad was chasing Steve through the yard, and about every third step, he kicked him right in the backside. Now, he said, that's abuse! It may have been, but I was dying laughing. Actually, Steve was kind of laughing. Dad was still pretty mad, so he wasn't laughing yet. And then my dad came by me while I was laughing at Steve. He said, you don't shut your mouth, you'll be next. Within 2 seconds, I went from laughing to crying. It was awesome. I shouldn't have laughed, but I couldn't help it. 747 at WRJZ, final leg of the Bob Bell Show coming up. What's yours? I laughed, but I shouldn't, Bob. 865-342-5620.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
You won't be part of the main dish. They'll spit you out on the dry land. Spit you out on the dry land.
Did you hear that whale spit him out? Yeah. For WRJZ, Joy Radio.
Yeah.
It's a sunny day, 76 already. It is going to get warm today. So I was out there in it yesterday with my John Deere, which was serviced earlier this year in March by Dick and Sturfin Landscaping. So happy. Blades were sharpened. New belt added for my blade belt. And so earlier, can I tell you what I did? This is one that I couldn't help but laugh at after it was over. I didn't laugh so much at first. Somehow, I got a hold of some diesel fuel. You're not supposed to put in that in a tractor, John Deere, that runs on gas. I don't know how. I couldn't smell it. I didn't take time to examine it. And I put some in there. And I noticed it kept trundling out on me in blue smoke. And it would run for 60 seconds. And then all of a sudden, the minute I would try to accelerate or push the throttle up, it would just peter out. Man, it was gone. And so I called Dick and Sturfin Landscape. I said, okay, here's what I've done. Right away, the guy started chuckling. I said, I probably killed it, didn't I? They said, well, I think we can flush it out. So they put a new fuel filter in there, flushed out the lines, emptied everything out, put real gasoline back in it. She was good as new. She's running like a scalded dog. Yeah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, glory. Dick and Sturford Landscape Supply, they have three locations. They don't just do that. They can help you grow your grass the right way, even in the midst of a drought. We're going to have them on coming up a little bit later on, part of our Summer of Liberty. Couple of things. Got a great email. By the way, you can email us at bbell@wrjz.com. I was bragging on my wife a couple of days ago. Scott's going to brag on his wife. His wife of almost 42 years, she is an RN in labor and delivery. Can you imagine how hard of a job that is? That's crazy. A couple of years ago, decided to go back to school. She just graduated last month with her psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner degree. That is amazing. Now, keep in mind, this is a lady who's been married for almost 42 years. She's not a teenager here. But she decided she would go back to school, apply herself, and get a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner degree, which means if we brought her into the radio station, she'd have plenty to do. All right, things I've laughed at. The other one was later, and other people didn't laugh so much. Again, our family was not physically abusive. I'm going to tell you, this is just the way it was, with three boys and one girl, and we were all athletes. We all got after each other. But especially me being the baby, I got picked on a lot, but I was also the favored one. That's why I talk so loud. My brother got irritated with me one time. I can't remember what I was doing. I was doing something, though, I promise. Now, remember, when I was four, he was 16. He's 12 years older than I. But I remember this, too, at 4 years old. You can't remember anything at 4. Yeah, I do. I remember this. He told me, he said, hop in there. He's talking about the dryer. So I hopped in the dryer. He goes, this will be fun. And he convinced me it'd be fun. Steve's a dear, sweet man. Went home to be in heaven last year. But he had a little mean streak in him. When he put me in the dryer, Dave, he turned it on for just a second or two, just enough for me to gather enough momentum to go to the top of the dryer. Then he turned it off and it stopped. And then I would go clunk back down to the bottom. See, you're laughing. You're laughing too. My mom walked in about the time he did that. Steven, what are you doing? He jumped about 3 feet in the air. He didn't see her coming. She made him go sit in the den. About 5 minutes later, I snuck up behind him. Now, Steve had one of those noses. He was a tough guy. But he had one of those noses that he had bad allergies. Mm. So if you just kind of booped him on the nose, he'd start bleeding. Sure enough.
Oh, no.
Bled all the time in football.
Wow.
So I snuck up behind him with my left hand. And I gave him a left hook right in the nose, 4 years old. He started bleeding, man.
Oh, no.
It was rough around the old Bell house, I'm telling you.
Well, I'd tell you a little funny story that I should not have laughed at, but I may have told you this a long time ago. My late mother, when she lived on Edgewood, she had a cat named Scooter.
Scooter.
Yeah, and I got Scooter out of an abandoned car. Or no, it was a wrecked car in an impound lot. That's how I got him as a kitten. Well, as he grew, he'd like any cat would, to crawl in the dryer and sleep. Well, my mom didn't know he was in there and put some clothes in there and shut the door. And she turned it on. And she told me this, and she heard, boom, 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 boom. She opened that dryer door up. That cat flew out like a slingshot.
You're still laughing.
Well, she told me about that. She felt so bad that she didn't even look in the dryer because she'd seen him in there before.
She'd seen him in there.
and didn't think anything about it. She just put clothes in there, shut the door, and turned it on.
The slinging out part, that's the fun part. All right. Coming up on the Bob Bell Show Monday, life's most embarrassing moments with Jenny Bushkell. We'll also have some serious discussion as well. When you saw God work when you prayed, how did he blow your mind? He blew your mind. He's blown my mind for sure. Does every day. I'm glad I belong to him, aren't you? Brought to you by McLean's Painting. Go to McLean'sPainting.com. Hey, let's get that exterior painted. Schedule it this summer. Let's take care of it. Get it off your heart and mind. Dave Clabo over there, Bob Bell over here, will return on Monday. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.